Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said,
lift him up. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to WGUM. The next voice you hear will be that of the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Biddle.
Savior up for men to see. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Good morning to you in Block Talk Radio Land. We thank God for another day. Oh, I feel the presence of Jesus already. We thank God for another day, for this truly is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Do you have anything to be sad about today? Or do you have anything to be happy about today? Yes, we have days that we are sad. But when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, even our trials should be turned into victories for us. We just need to bless the Lord at all times. David instructed that we should bless the Lord. He said that he would bless the Lord at all times. He was leaving a legacy. He was putting out there something for us to say, you know what? It's a good thing to bless the Lord at all times. You know one thing I found out, Dr. Scott? If I am blessing the Lord at all times, then I'm not focusing on what's going on around me that could make me sad, that could give me sorrow, that will add to heartache and pain. Oh, my God, when I begin to bless the Lord by saying, Lord, I thank you in spite of what the enemy may be doing against me. God, I thank you because I know that your word said that all things are working together for my good, for those that are called to according to his purpose. Oh, my God, I love the Lord today. Because he is not been, he is so good to me. I tell you, who would not bless a God like this? That's why David, when he looked back over his life and he see the things that he had gone through, and yet he realized that if it had not been, oh, I love it, for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? So he said, I was glad when he pulled me out of the muck and the mire. So now I'm glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know the story? If you don't, Google it. Oh, bless God. Aren't we glad about Google? Doesn't Google make your life a lot easier? You just may not know what you're talking about or may not know how to find it or what's going on with it. You don't even know what year it was written. But you can Google it, and Google has the answer. But Google is not greater than the Creator. Oh, bless his name. God is the Creator. No one knows. I know Google is smart, and God knows. Dr. Scott, tell me I'm a Google Queen. Yes, I am. It was there for my use. Oh, bless his name. God knew I needed help. So he allowed Google to be created for me, for me, for me, and for me. Oh, bless his name. For me, myself, and I. Oh, bless God. And the other day, my Google wasn't working, and I was upset, and I said, Dr. Scott, you got to do something. My Google is not working. But I have never had to call anyone and say, my Jesus is not working, because he never sleeps nor slumber. Yes, I rely on Google for earthly things, but I rely on my Heavenly Father for everything. My Father is omnipotent, and that we can't deny, a God of might and miracles, for it is written in the sky. Cause it took a miracle, my God, today. You got them throwing their rocks and hiding their hands, but David said, if you can just muster up, I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, storm may rise and winds may blow, but I'll bless the Lord at all times. Loved ones come and loved ones go, but I'll bless the Lord. Hey, God, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I told y'all I felt Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, to the bereaved family on this morning of the great Senator John McCain. Yes, he has entered into the other side, and we thank God for his life. We thank God for the vote that he cast that made a difference for many of us. If you didn't like him for anything else but that, do that. But pray for the family. They decided on Friday to let him go, to stop all medications for his brain cancer. And that's just like God. He didn't have to suffer without that medicine that they were given. He didn't have to suffer because they stopped the medicine on Friday, I believe it was, and on Saturday he went home. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. Let his praises continually be in. The Bible said, my soul will make her boast in the Lord. If you're not boasting in the Lord, then you're just a lost cause, because you need to boast in God. It ain't about you. God did not create you for you. He made you just a tad bit lower than the angels. God created you for him to get the glory out of your life. But because he loves his creation so much that he allowed man to be with woman and woman to be with man, that we would enhance one another. You know where I'm going with this. But we were still not to forget him in the midst of it all. Woo! My God, I love the Lord today. And I won't take it back. Because he's been so good. But he created us to bless his name. He created us to love him. And yet, he instituted family. He gave Adam, Eve, and then he gave them children to love and to worship of them in their little playtime and just be grateful to God. How can God do such a thing as this? In the beginning, he created. He took man from dust. Now, I know Google is smart, but Google can't mess with dust. Google can't mess with flesh and bone either. Google is good. Google will find information for you that you need. But Google is not God. Google cannot make a star for you, and neither can it cause the moon to shine. The moon was so bright in my window on last night until I thought a light was on. I said, somebody is shining a spotlight in my window. What's going on out here? And when I turned over and looked up, I saw that it was the moon giving me her precious light. Google cannot do that for me or for you. The hairs upon your head are numbered. Google cannot tell me I could Google right now and say, Google, how many strands of hair is on my head? Google is informative, but Google will have to decline that answer, because Google is not God. Google cannot tell me how many days I have left upon this earth. Only God knows the day or the hour. Oh, my God. Google cannot tell me what tomorrow holds for me or for you. Only God and his son, Jesus Christ, can work with that. We thank God for Google. We don't knock Google, but don't let Google become your God. God said, I am a jealous God, and thou shalt have no other God before me. That includes your money. Because money to some of us is our God. We will do anything for money. That's why the Lord had no place with filthy lucre. He want you to have your money in a respectable manner. You can't shoot, cut, and kill to get your money. My brother and I were speaking on yesterday in the afternoon, and we were talking about how they're robbing people for $200 and $300. And my brother said, get a job. You won't have to rob people. And if you are getting money any way other than the way God designed for you to get it, said man must work by the sweat of his brow. We women work too. That's because we want more than what the man can give us most of the time. But God designed it so that the man would be the head of the house, and the man was to take care of the wife and the children. And God fixed it that way, but we women are burnt out because we, first of all, want to feel like we're equal to the man. I am a woman. I enjoy being a woman. I like for my man to take care of me. I like to know that everything is all right. Because my man loves me the way Christ loved the church, who laid down his life for the church. I like to know that the man that's in my life is the man that God chose to take care of me. And I want to be the woman in every area that I'm supposed to be the woman in. I just ain't no woman in the kitchen and in the bedroom. I'm a woman outside looking at the beautiful roses that God had given me in my yard. I am a woman who adores the man that's in her life and take no exchange for it. Google can't do that for me. Only God can fix that way. Aren't you glad about God today? Aren't we glad that He's allowed man to come forth with modern technology? We are talking, I'm speaking to you from my phone. Dr. Scott is recording it through Blog Talk. Blog Talk is sending it out to you. I don't know how many kilowatts or kilometers or kilos. I don't know how many kilos we got out there. But however, the word is getting out because the Lord said that before He come back here on this earth, His word has to be reached in every corner, all four corners of the earth. The word of God is supposed to be taught or preached or reached. I don't just teach, I reach. I reach the people with the word of God. I don't talk about your clothes or your nose. I talk about what thus saith the Lord. That's the only thing that man can be saved. It's through the name of Jesus Christ. Any other name, I don't care. Some people speak the different languages, so they know how to say Jesus in a foreign language. That's fine. God created the languages. He even gave them Babel. Where they, stuff was all, how it go. Google it. It'll tell you how Babel came about. But it's scripture. Babel is scripture. Oh, yes, it is. We bless the Lord today. I feel good. I feel as if I'm finished with my sermon, but I haven't preached the sermon yet. I just gave you some nuggets, something for you to grab a hold of and tell God, thank you. I tell you, it is a lovely day in the neighborhood. Yes, some are in sackcloth and ashes. Yes, we mourn the loss of our great Senator John McCain. But in spite of it all, we still have a job to do. As David says, even though we're mourning the loss of him, we're blessing the Lord for his life, and we're blessing the Lord for life itself. And after you leave here, this earth here, this planet called earth, there is a place that we go. Our bodies, of course, go back to the dust from whence it came. Whether you're going in the dirt or whether you're going in a furnace where the heat, I had the privilege of going to see someone be cremated. I had never, I heard the tale that they just drop you in the fire and burn you up. And I'm saying, wow. But I had the privilege of going with Dr. Scott when his brother deceased and he was cremated. And they wanted to know if he wanted to be there. And Dr. Scott said, do you want to go? You want to go with me? And I said, yes, I need to go because I need to see what's going on. And thank God I went, because that's not true. They don't just drop you down in no fire. That's not true. But however, you do come back ashes, and they put them in this little thing, and that's you. Wow. Here you could be a man that weighs 450 pounds, 690 pounds, and once they're done with your remains in that heated place, you come back reduced to just a small bottle or urn of ashes. Could you just imagine somebody 700 pounds and they're reduced to just ashes? and put and you can fit in a baby food jar. One of those Gerbers. Those ashes can fit in there. Can you just imagine that? Wow. That's all you become. But there is life after death, but that won't happen until Jesus comes back for the church, and then the saints are going to judge the quick and the dead. Nobody's in heaven right now. I'm not going there. Nobody's in heaven right now. We went to a place from here, but we got to wait for the Lord. My God, today, woo, look at here. Now the Lord of peace himself gave you peace always, by all means. The Lord be with you all. Isn't that beautiful? That the Lord of peace gave you peace. He gives you peace always. Well, what happened to your peace? Where is your peace? Are you allowing something or someone to disturb what God has given you? Well, then I think we need to pray. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, I'm sorry. That's 2 Thessalonians. My eyes ran on it, so the Lord said, read that, 2 Thessalonians. And the 16th verse says, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you. And it says, all. I need to read that again. I hear the Lord say, read it again. Someone needs to grab this. Somebody needs to grab a hold of this. If you're in a situation, you have a decision to make, and you have no peace about what you're doing or how you're doing what you're doing, I did not shut this phone off, and I'm so sorry that it is ringing, but you even hear people's phones ringing in church. And I really think it's crazy that someone would be calling me on the fourth Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning that know that I'm on the air. To God be the glory. But I've got peace with that. I'm not going to let them steal the peace that I have. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always, by all means. The Lord has given you peace. He gave you peace always. He has given peace to you. Why is it that you don't have peace with what you've done or what you're doing? Why are you struggling? Why are you in a battle with your mind? Because you feel as though something told you to do this, and yet you're not completely clear as to what you had no peace with your decision. The enemy has come to steal what God has given you, what you should have peace. There is turmoil and there is confusion and there is, I'm not sure if I should do this. I'm not sure if I should be going this way. Well, if God gave you peace with it, then you are crazy to allow the enemy to mess with your peace. Or is it that God didn't give it to you? And that's the reason why you're troubled, because you know God is not in it. Lord, I don't know why he chose this, because it's not where I was going. But it's not for me. It's for someone that's going to hear this word in the archive. And someone could be on the line listening now. But people are struggling because they need peace with situations. They need peace with things that they have chosen to do, and they're not really sure, and so therefore they have some sleepless nights and restless days, and they still question, am I supposed to be doing this? Is it supposed to go this way? But God, give us peace always. Trust God and let him minister to you. You can't Google that. You can't go. I love this Google situation here today. Mm-hmm. Now, that was found in 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. I don't like to do that, but I heard the Lord say, just read that verse, because I really like to give you information. I really do. I like to let you know why the scripture is speaking on that. Look at verse 18, says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Now here it is said, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Now 18 says, the grace of our Lord. Now you got peace and grace. You got God's grace. Wow. Who on this earth would not want the grace of God upon their life? You can't beat that. You need the grace of God. You need the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And you need the grace of God. Grace is God's unmerited favor in your life. Come on, people. Get with God and get what he's got for your life. It's there for the asking. If you don't have any peace, then ask God to give you peace. He's already put peace out there. You just need to tap into it. Stop trying to be so deep and think you know everything. And that you got it all figured out your way. But there's no harm in a child going to his father saying, Dad, I don't quite understand what's going on here. Can you help me? Tap into his peace. And grace will be there to carry you through. It was grace that brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me on. It was grace. That taught my heart. Oh, my God. It was God's grace. Nothing like the grace of God. That's why David said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, I don't know who this sermon is for, but I hope that they have peace when they hear who God is. And the Lord himself give us peace. The Lord Jesus Christ. They put a name to it. Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you are a believer of him, he is your Lord. But you cannot claim him as your Lord when you don't believe that he is who the scriptures say he is. There is no other name on this earth. No other name but the name Jesus. Now, again, Dr. Scott speaks different languages. He can tell you how to say Jesus in Spanish and maybe in French and maybe in Japanese and maybe in the other one, Chinese. Maybe he can say it in the other languages that we speak here on the universe. How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? But it's still the name Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ is his name. And he is the only person who died for your sins. He's the only one that can save you. Oh, the devil in the last days, the Bible lets you know the devil going to be working miracles, signs, and all of that stuff. And if you don't know the difference between the devil and God, you will think that the devil is God. But I am calling on the God who can take water and burn it up. Yeah, The devil couldn't do that. You all better read the book. You better read the Old Testament. Google it. You better Google the Old Testament and say, who started the fire with water? Oh, God, I love you. The devil couldn't do that. I think you need to read that story. The devil tried all he could to do this and do that. And my boy said, now call on your God, the God who answers with fire. They went down the altar. God sent a fire in the altar. Ah, my God, today. You better Google the story. Find out the devil has power, but he doesn't have all power. Jesus Christ is the Son of the true and living God, and God and Jesus and God have all power. Devil is mighty, but God is almighty. Oh, God, I don't know why you're going this way, but I thank you for your word. Because, see, what I like about God, me being the speaker, I get it first. I get the word before you do. I want you all to read, because I don't even know what's going on in that third chapter of Thessalonians. Finally, my brother, the second Thessalonians, you got first and second Thessalonians, okay? You got that? You got first and second Thessalonians. I am in second Thessalonians, the third chapter. God started with verse 16, and then he did 18. I don't know why we skipped over 17, but that's his business. But I'm going to go back because I like to give you a little information on why God is saying what he says. This way you're not wondering. But if you would learn to read the Bible for yourself, then you will have an idea. Now, I'm going back to 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter, but I'm going to read the very first verse. And it says of the third chapter of 2 Thessalonians, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. Ooh, look at this word. Free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. God, I love your word. Not all men, not all people, it's saying. Not all men, not all people. Men, women, children. Not all of them have faith. They don't have the same doctrine. They don't have the same gospel. Pray that we be delivered from the wicked. Lord, you better read this thing for yourself. For all men have not faith, but, that's verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Evil. God will keep you from evil if you allow him to establish your feet. But if you want to take charge yourself, you may fall into a trap that the enemy has set. Oh, God. Look here. Let's go to verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, there it is, You can't do anything without the name Jesus Christ. I told you before, if you're doing anything out of the name of Jesus Christ, you, the Bible calls you a thief and a robber. You're stealing. You don't want to go the way that God has chosen, so you're going to go the way you feel is right. God is not honoring you because you're a thief and a robber. Get it right. Do it right so that God will be with you, protecting you from the wicked, from the evil one. You are no match for the devil. Only Jesus is the match for the devil. And if he don't step in and deliver you from the snares of the enemy, the devil will destroy you. Why? Because that's his resume. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. Why are we so stupid? The devil has not changed his resume, and yet we go right out there for him to tear our tail up. Then we got to come running back to God. Lord, I'm sorry. Help me, Jesus. Help me, God. When all you had to do was let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to glory. Let Jesus lead you all the way, my God, today. Oh, let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to glory. I feel good, y'all. Let Jesus lead you all the way. My God, I had church up in here today. Mm-hmm. I'm almost finished. My God, my God, my God. Hey, my God, my God. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother, that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourself know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. God, today, y'all better know this. This is the word of God. Verse 11. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busy bodies. Now, them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Oh, my God, I love the word of God. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now let's get to 16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Verse 17. The solution of Paul with mine own hands, which is the token in every epistle, so I write, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. Paul telling you, I write this with my own hand. I don't have anybody writing this for me. I'm writing this epistle with my own hand. Go back and read the word of God for yourself. And what you don't understand, maybe Pastor Benjamin didn't explain it where you could quite grasp it, understand it. Google can't understand it for you. But he who lack wisdom, let him ask God. You need an understanding of God's word. Who better to ask than God himself? It's his word. He's the one that can straighten it out for you. He can put it where you can understand it. He will give you a revelation that you cannot deny that you don't know. Jesus, when he was on the earth and when he was teaching by the Sea of Galilee, he didn't teach over their heads. He taught with their heads. He told Peter about the fish because Peter understood how to fish. He told each one of them. He had Matthew. Matthew knew about money because he was a tax collector. So he chose people and the parable where the people could understand what he was talking about. He wasn't so deep that the people left saying, what in the ham fat was he talking about? I was sitting there, I haven't understood nothing that man said. So you left empty. You came thirsty, but you left empty. You wasn't even thirsty anymore. You was destroyed. You was just like, well, what is this? What is this all about? I don't understand none of this nasty talking. I ain't coming back there again. But Jesus talked to them on their level. He talked to them. If they were mechanics in a day-to-day, you don't talk to mechanics about dentistry. You talk to a mechanic about the car. He knows about the car. My friend, Bishop Davis, he's a mechanic by trade. Bishop was telling me the other day, he said, Pat, I can have you to help me with some of these cars. All I need to do is just tell you, Pat, see that piece? Pull it out. Pat, pull that cord out. Pat, pull that wire out. And you pull it out. Then I tell you how to clean it off. And then I will tell you, Pat, wipe around it. And now you put that one back where it came from. Put that back over there. I said, Bishop, thank you. I appreciate all that you're talking about. I don't know anything about mechanics, so don't even waste your time trying to tell me about that. I'm going to say, but Bishop, let me take you in the kitchen. And I can tell you that I need 2 cups of flour. I need a handful of Crisco. I need a little bit of cold water, and let me work my dough, though. Let me work my flour and my Crisco and my salt and a pinch of sugar, because that helps the crust to brown, and I will work that dough until it becomes coarse with my finger. It becomes coarse with my fingers. I said, and then I'm ready to add my little bit of water to it so that I can form a ball. It becomes a dough. I said, and then I'm ready to sprinkle more flour on it so it doesn't stick to my hand, and then I'm ready to put the flour on the counter, and then I'm ready to roll it, and then I'm going to put it in this pan, and I got my pie crust. He said, go ahead on with your bad self. Yes, but if you lack knowledge, go to the knowledge giver. Go to Jesus. Let Jesus lead you all the way from earth to glory. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Remember the bereaved family. Our country is in sadness today over our senator. No, am I a Republican? No. But is he a human being? Yes, he proved that. That he had a heart for the people, whether they were Republican or Democrat. He had a heart for the people. The last time he voted with his heart. And his heart was for the people that sat in need. And I bless God today for his life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and the people of God, the people of God, the people of Jesus Christ, the ones that walk by faith and not by sight, the ones that have peace with God, the ones that have the grace of God. Ah, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. Dr. Scott, thank you again for another time to bring the word of God. I'm telling you, the sweat is just running off of me, my God, today. Whew, I've worked up a sweat. It's been a while since I've worked up a sweat. But I just get excited, Dr. Scott, about the word of God. You've been with me 7 years now. We're going into our seventh year. We have an anniversary coming up in October that I went on the air on the fourth Sunday in October of 2012. And we are on our way, 6 years, 7 years, whatever, however way it go. Anyway, but we're getting ready for our anniversary service. We're getting ready for our fourth Monday night service in September. Let me get the date for that. On the 24th of September, our fourth Monday night at 7 p.m., my speaker is a great friend of mine, Apostle Gertie S. Ford from Charleston, South Carolina. She is a dynamite speaker. I've had her before on the program, and the people enjoyed her. And when she's done preaching, she will pray for the people. And if God gives her a word, she also prophesies. So I'm just looking forward to that, and then after that, we will be back in October. I'm working on lining my speakers up for the three nights I believe we're going to do, Dr. Scott. I believe we're going to do Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, and we will shut the anniversary down. I know one of my speakers is Apostle Cheryl Wade because she's on every Tuesday night, so I will give her space for that Tuesday night, and then I'll just need two speakers, one for Sunday night and one for Monday night. So let's bless the Lord and forget not his benefits. Dr. Scott, it is now in your hands. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that uplifting and spiritually clarifying message. Pastor Benham, you are indeed a woman on divine assignment. You will now ride out with Benny Cummins,
who's
telling us, just like Pastor Benham. The reason why Pastor Benham has it, because she got it, and guess who else got it? Here we go.
keep on